Sechtes Bar Mitzia, Daf Tzadik Gimel, 12 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Gimel, Ben Aleph, at the new Mishnah, and the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Beis and Beis went through the entire Mishnah and explained the entire Mishnah, and the only part of the Mishnah that was not explained previously is the last line of this Mishnah, which the Gemara will focus on. And previously the Gemara brought down this Mishnah in order to bring raya to the shaila that we had, that when the Torah teaches us that under certain circumstances, a poel is allowed to eat food and allowed to eat the crops of the Baal HaBayis, is it Mishaleu? And our Mishnah begins, that even though a poel has a right to crops while he's working, however, a poel can make a deal with his employer and say, I won't eat and you will pay me more. And similarly, if a person's son or daughter that are gedolim, or his eved or his shifcha that are gedolim, or his wife is about to work for someone, then he can make a deal with the employer that they won't eat while they're working, and instead he'll pay them more. And the reason why you can make this deal is because they have das. And the Gemara previously brought down that there's a shaila how to learn this case in the Mishnah. And either it's talking about a scenario where the father, the husband, or the adon was ma'al mizaynis, and therefore he had a right to their wages, or it's talking about a case be'in ma'al mizaynis, and he didn't necessarily have a right to the wages. And we also saw machlekes if ein yachal rav loy mala avdei asei yimi ve'in izaincha, or like Rabbi Yechanan stated that yachal rav loy mala avdei asei yimi ve'in izaincha, and based on various explanations, the pshat in the Gemara that he had a right to make this deal is either because they were gedolim and therefore they were yodo machal, or because he actually had a right to their wages and mishaloyu oichal, and therefore the father, the adon, or the husband could contract around their ability to eat while they were working. And the Mishnah continues, "Aval ina kaitzis loy alide benoyu bita ketanim v'loy alide avdei v'shivchasa ketanim v'loy alide behemtoy mepleishim ben das." That certainly a person cannot contract around the issa of leisachsim shabadishoy. And even b'negia, the mitzvah for a worker to be able to eat from crops while he's working for a Baal HaBayis, the father or the adon cannot contract around that when his son or daughter are ketanim, or the eved or shivcha are ketanim. And once again, we saw a different svaris as to why this would not work. And certainly if it's imay lemezainis, so possibly the father doesn't have a right to the wages, and therefore he can't take away the rights to eat from the crops. And since they're ketanim, therefore they can't be meichel. And even in the case of mal lemezainis, lemaisa we stated that Sari to Rabbanei Katan Lai Zach Lai Rachmana. And the Mishnah continues, Haseich Zapelum Lassis Ben Neter Avai Shalai, if Ruvain hires workers in order to work on periods that are Neter Avai, which he has to take to Yushlayim, and he can't eat while it's in Chutz Laretz, certainly even though it is a mitzvah to allow the poil to eat to crops while he's working, but Arei Eilu Lo Yechlu, but these workers cannot work, since they would be Ivan to Issa Deraisa of Neter Avai. The Mishnah tells us, Im Lo Yedin, if the Baal HaBayis did not inform the poilim, these trees are Neter Avai, then the Baal HaBayis would have to be poida these periods of Neter Avai, just like he could be poida the periods of Maisa Sheni, and this way the poilim could eat from these periods while they're working, and as the Gemara previously explained, as otherwise it could be a potential Mekach Tais. Similarly, in the Sparsua Gulav, the Spatchu Chaviesav, Hare'ilu Lo Yechelu, that in a case where the Baal HaBayis hires poilim to work with figs, and these figs were already made into a Gulei Dvela, and therefore they were already Chayv in Maisa, as is Nikmurim Lachta LaMaisa, or in a case where Reuven hired workers in order to close up his barrels and his casks of wine, which were previously closed up and previously chayv maisa. So once again, the poilim have no right to eat while they're working, as lemaisa we previously learned that the only time that poil could eat is only prior to the point that it's nigma malachta lemaisa, and since these were already nigma malachta lemaisa, so they have no right to eat. Once again, the Mishnah states in Lo Yodion, if the Baal HaBayis did not inform the poilim that these periods were already chayv maisa, ma'asu machilon, then the Baal HaBayis has to take off Maisa, and this way the poil will be able to eat these figs and drink the wine. And previously the Gemara mentioned that according to the Tzad, the reason why the Baal HaBayis has to take off Maisa is because it's Mechse Kamekach Tais. And the Mishnah continues, that if someone is hired in order to watch a field of Paris, then he is allowed to eat these Paris only Mechus Medina and not Midiraisa. And Rashi says, Mechus Medina, Kvanogu Kain, this already became the Minig, and therefore a poil has a right to eat. The Gemara begins and focuses on the last din of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Shemir Pirius, Eichel Mehilchus Medina, Avaloy Minatera, and Amr Rav, and Rav explains, Loi Shano, that the only time that we said that you can eat only on the Rabbanitical level is El Shemir Ginus Padesin, is only when he's watching gardens and orchards, as Lemaisa, these Pirius are attached to the tree, and therefore he's watching something which is Mechubal Kaka, and his task is not relevant to something which is a Gemar Malacha, and as we previously learned, a poil has no right to eat anything that's attached to the ground. down if it's not during the time of Gemar Melacha, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that on the Raisadika level he can't eat, but Midrabanan, the Poyel was able to eat based on Hilchas Medina and based on the Minig Medina. However, Rav teaches us, Avashemi Gitais Varimais, however, someone that's guarding the wine press or guarding bundles of Tua, Oichlum Minatera, he is able to eat Midraisa, as Kosovo, Mishamaka Isamaisadami, that even though he's not actually doing anything with his hands or with his feet, and all this Poyel is doing is watching a wine press and watching bundles of wheat, but Lemaisa, we categorize Shmira as a type of work, and Lemaisa, since he's watching things that are Tolish Minakaka, and they are not Nigma Malachta Lemaisa, therefore he has a right to drink this wine and to eat these crops. The Gemara continues with Shmuel Amman, Shmuel Agzen Rav, and he explains on Mishnah that Loishan or Loishan Megitis Varimais, the only time that we said that it's even Mutter to eat Rabbanon was only by someone whose job was to watch a wine press or to watch bundles of wheat. And as we will see, that since he's only watching the field, that Shmuel hold Mishama Lavka Isimaisadami, and therefore, really Midraisa, he should not be able to eat from the crops or drink from the wine. But the Maisa, since these periods are already Tolish Minakaka, therefore the minig was that the Poilin would eat. However, Shmuel explains, Avashemir Ginus Upadesim, Ein Echlon Leimanater, Velehim Milchus Medina. However, if there's a guard that's watching a garden or watching an orchard, then it's also for him to eat, and he can't eat both Midraisa and even Midrabanon. And as the Gemara explains, Kasava, that Shmuel hold Mishama, Lavka Isimaisadami, that when someone is guarding a field, it's not considered like he's doing any Avodah and any task, and therefore he really has no right to eat any of these pears. When he's watching Ginus Upadesim, so then there's Tatali Reusa. Number one, the pears are still attached to the trees, and number two, he's not doing any Maisa, and therefore, even Rabbanon, he has no right to eat these pears or these crops. Gemara continues that Shmuel just taught us, Mishama Lavka Isimaisadami, and Masar Rav Acher Bar Rav Huna. So Rav Acher Bar Rav Huna asks a question on Shmuel from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, Hamishama Sapara Mitam Begodim, that if someone is watching the Paraduma, it will be Mitam his Begodim, as anyone that does any Maisa with the Paraduma becomes Tomei. And the Gemara asks, V'yam Mishama Lavka Isimaisadami, Amai Mitam Begodim, and if you're going to say like Shmuel, that even though you're guarding something, it's not like you're doing a Maisa, so why would he become Tomei? And the Mishnah Masechtas Parah states, Kol Oiskim Bepara Mitchil Vad Soif Mitam Begodim, but he is not Oiskim with the Para. And the Gemara answers, Amra Ba'ula Gzira Shem Yazaz Ba'eva, that in the Chanami Midraisa his Begodim do not become Tomei, but we made Gzira that since he's watching the Para, and potentially he'll go and move the Para, certainly if he moved the Para, then his Begodim will become Tomei. And as we know, we were very Machbe Benegea Tumah Paraduma, and therefore we stated that even though he didn't touch the Paraduma, his Begodim will still become Tomei. The Gemara continues once again to ask a question on Shmuel that stated that Mishama Lavka Isimaisadami, as Masa Rav Kana asked a question from another Braisa, HaMishama above the Chomish Mikashois, if Reuven is guarding four or five different cucumber fields that belong to four or five different people, HaRezel Lo Yimali Kresim Echemen, so he can't go and fill up from one of these fields, El Mikol V'Echad Echad Oichel Fi Cheshben, but from each one of these fields, he should eat based on the ratio of the size of the field and based on the ratio of the rest of the fields, and he should eat pro rata, V'Amrit Mishama Lavka Isimaisadami, and if you're going to say when someone guards a field, it's not considered like he did any action, Amai Oichel, why does he have a right to eat at all? If Shmuel previously stated that Shem Reginu Subadesim in Oichel Leiman Atari Veleim Hilchus Medina, since he is not doing any work, that is considered the Gemara Melacha, and the pears are still attached to the fruit tree, and the crops are still attached to the ground. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, Rav Shimon Ba'ashi explains, Ba'kur and Shanu, that we're talking about a case where these cucumbers were already uprooted from the ground, and since they're already uprooted, then even Shmuel agrees that a Shoyma has a right to eat Mehilchus Medina. The Gemara continues and asks, Akurin, if you're telling me that we're talking about a case where the cucumbers were uprooted, Valoy Nigmum Lachta Lemaisa, the Poel should no longer have a right to eat because it's already Nigmum Lachta Lemaisa. The Gemara responds, Shalay Nitil Pikashlen, that we're talking about a case where these cucumbers were uprooted, but the blossom was still attached to them. In order for cucumbers to be Chayv and Maisa, it's not enough that you just pick them out of the ground and you uproot them from the ground, but the blossom has to dry up and fall off the cucumber in order for it to be Chayv and Maisa. And over here we're talking about a case where the blossom did not fall off yet, and therefore the item was not Chayv and Maisa, and that's why the pearl still has a right to eat it, because it was a Kurin, and it was still not Chayv and Maisa. Even though the Gemara just tried to bring two riots against Shmuel, but Amar Rav Ashi states, Kabasa the Shmuel Mustavra, that it's Mustavra like Shmuel. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, that Pei Zayin Rav, the Elo Ichel Menatera, that these are the Poilim that allow to eat Midraisa, Ha'oisa B'mechub L'kaka, a Poil that's working on something that's still Mechub L'kaka, B'shas Gemar Melacha, but he's doing an Avida and he's doing a task that's relevant to the Gemar Melacha, and for example, cutting and harvesting the Piris or the Tfuah off of the ground, so the Poil has a right to eat. And the Mishnah continued, V'tolish B'nakaka, actually Nigma Melachtai, and when it's already Talsh ben Akaka, then the poel has a right to eat these peiros until the point that's nigma melachta l'maisa over davish gedulim and aretz, and has to be something that grows from the ground. Rav Ashi's medayik from the ration of Mishnah mechlal the ikud loyka ochel melatera el mechus medina. And since the Mishnah stated ve'ilu ichlu melatera, it's mashma that there are certain cases where the poel cannot eat midiraisa but could still eat mechus medina and mechus minig. And then Rav Ashi states a masefa, but let us see the sefa of the Mishnah, as the sefa of the Mishnah now continues and gives us the inverse and states ve'ilu she'in an ichlan, and these are the cases where the poelim can't eat. And the Mishnah teaches us ha'is b'mumchul b'kaka b'shosh she'in gemar malacha uvetolish min akaka me'achas shenigber malachtai. And Rav Ashi asks ma'in an ichlan, what does it mean when the Mishnah states that the poel cannot eat ilayim she'in ichlan min atera el mechus medina? If you're going to say that the chiddush of the sefa is that they can't eat on the raisadik level but they can eat on the rabbanadik level, ha'inu reisha, then this is exactly the same case to the reisha. And why would the Mishnah have to say it in verse cases? Alav, it must be she'in ichlan loy min atera v'loy mechus medina. It must be that the sefa is actually trying to be mechadish to us that there are cases where a person can eat on the raisadik level or on the rabbanadik level. Umayniu, what are those cases? Oisu b'mechub l'kak b'shosh in gemar malacha, either when someone is eating while he's working on something which is mechub l'kak, but it's not during the gemar malacha, as he's not harvesting the peiros or the crops, and for example he's pruning the trees or he's taking out the roots from the ground. In that case, a poel would not be able to eat midiraisa or midrabanan. The kolshkin shem reginus upadesais, and certainly in a case where all he's doing is watching a garden and watching an orchard, and certainly the poel would not be able to eat not on the raisadik level and not on the rabbanadik level. The middle scenario of the Mishnah, where a poel would be able to eat on the rabbanadik level and not on the raisadik level, would be in a case of shem regitus varimais, where the peiros were already tolish min akaka, and he's watching a wine press and he's watching bundles of tefuah. Therefore, from these diukim of the Mishnah, it's mashma from the Mishnah like Shmuel and not like Rav. And we continue with the next Mishnah, and this entire parak of Aseches HaPoelim was talking about the relationship between the poel and the Baal HaBayis. However, the last two Mishnahs in parak Aseches HaPoelim actually discussed the Abba Shomrim. Really, it would have made sense that these two Mishnahs should have appeared in the next parak in Hasheilas HaPara, which speaks about the Baal HaShomrim. Actually, as we will see, the actual Mekar for the Dinam of the Mishnah will be discussed in the next parak on the Tzadik Dal and Abayis. And the Mishnah begins Abba Shomrim. There are five different categories of Shomrim. Number one, Shomer Chinam, a Shomer that is not paid and he's working for free. And on the other end of the spectrum, there's a Shoyel, as the Gemara will state, that he is calling Ashaloi, that he has all the Hanois, as he doesn't have to pay and he can use the item. And you also have a category of a Shomer Sacha, or someone that rents an item from someone else. And the Mishnah tells us Shomer Chinam Nishbal Kol. Now, though certainly if a Shomer Chinam is a Pesheya, then certainly he will be Chayiv. However, in all cases that he's Pata, he will have to swear, and that includes a case of a Gneva Aveda or a case of an Oinus of Shvur Mesa. And Rashi states Shomer Chinam Nishbal Kol, Al Kol Me'us Haksuvah is B'Shah Shomrim L'Chayiv. And all the other cases where it states B'Negei to other Shomrim that they're Chayiv, who Nishba Shekach Oslo Pata, the Shomer Chinam will be able to swear, and then it'll be Pata. And the second Taisus on that Tzadik Dalar Beis, Taisus states Shomer Chinam Nishbal Kol L'Chash of Pshia, that we don't discuss the case of Pshia, the B'ha Kulu Chayavim, as in the case of Pshia, all Shomrim are Chayiv, and therefore the Mishnah didn't have to mention it. The Mishnah continues V'Shoyel Mishalem Es Hakol, and Rashi states it's referring to Gneva Aveda V'Ointin, but of course the Shoyel is going to be Pata in specific scenarios. As we know, if the animal is Mesa Kedaka, then the Shoyel is Pata, and we also know that if it's Baile of Imoy, then it's Mesa Kedaka, and this will be the topic of the Mishnah at the beginning of the next parak. And once again, in the second Taisis at the top of that Tzadik Dalar Beis, Taisis points out that when the Mishnah states V'Shoyel Mishalem Es Hakol, it means to say Masha Huska B'Pasha, that it pays on anything that's mentioned in the Pasha, meaning Gneva Veda and Oinsin, Avon Mes Machs Malacha, Kivin Shoyel Yeshli Rishus Lasseis, but Malacha Pata, but in the case of Mes Machs Malacha, since the Shoyel has a right to do Malacha with this animal, therefore certainly he'll be Pata, and as Rashi states in Masechta Shavuos, Avon Mes Machs Malacha Pata, the Lav L'Ukmei Bechilta Shaila, has certainly a person didn't borrow an animal in order to keep it in a barn. The Mishnah continues, V'Nesi Socha V'Asecha, and the last two Shomrim, referring to a Shomer Socha, and to someone that rents an item, Nishboran al Shvura v'al Shvuya v'al Mesa, that they will be Pata for Shvura, Shvuya Mesa, and they're Pata for Intin, as long as they make a Shvura, U'mishalmas Aveda Sagneva, however the Chayev for Gneva Aveda. The Gemara begins, Man Tana Abba Shomrim, who is the Tana of Mishnah that spoke about the Dinim of Abba Shomrim, Amar Rav Nachman Rav Avua, Amar Avehi, that Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav Avua, that our Mishnah is going specifically like Rav Meir, and the reason is that we have a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, if a Soich is categorized as a Shomer Socha or a Shomer Chinam, and we see in our Mishnah that the Mishnah categorizes is a seicha as a shayma secha, as it stated, v'neisis secha v'haseicha nishbon al shvur v'al shvuyah v'al mesa u'mishal masabeda v'esagneva. And the Gemara now explains this point as Amalei Rav l'Rav Nachman, so Rav didn't understand exactly what Rav Nachman meant to say, and he asked mi ikad lesley abba shaymim. Certainly all Tanoim agree that there are four different categories of shmira, and there's only a question as to how to categorize a seicha. And the Gemara states Amalei, so Rav Nachman responded back to Rav, hachin kamin l'cha, this is what I meant to say, man tana seicha k'neisis secha rameyahi, that who is the Tana of our Mishnah that stated that a seicha has a din like a shema secha and not like a shema chinam? That is of course the shita rameya. Gemara asked for rameya ipcha shemin lei. We learned that rameya says exactly the opposite, and he holds that a seicha is like a shema chinam. The Tana is belong to the brisa seicha ketsu mishalim. What is the din of a seicha? Rameya imik shema chinam. Rameya says he has dinim like a shema chinam, and Reuda imik shema secha. And Reuda says that a seicha is like a shema secha, and therefore lechayer the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Huda and not Rameya. And of course, we'd rather that the Tana of our Mishnah be like Rameya, as Stam Mishnah is Rameya. Gemara answers the reason why Rabbi Nachman stated in the name of Rabbi Avua that our Mishnah is going like Rameya is because Rabbi Avua Ipchuktani, Rabbi Avua had the exact opposite Gisa in this Brisa. He was Goyrus in the Brisa, Seicha Ketim Mishalim, Rameya Imek Hashem Mesacha, and Rabbi Huda Imek Hashem Mechinam. Gemara continues, Ihachi, and someone not Goyrus the word Ihachi, and we will explain the difference in a moment. But the Gemara now is, Abba Shleshinenu, the Lachir, why is the Mishnah say, Abba Shemim, which is Mashman at four different dinam of Shemim? If Lamaisa had only three different dinam of Shemim, there's a din of Shemim Chinam, there's a din of Shoyal, there's a din of Shemim Sacha, and the din of Asecha is exactly like the din of Shemim Sacha. The Gemara explains, Aram Nachman Beitzak, Dal Shemim, Vidinam Shlesha, the Inachanami, the Mishnah just comes to tell us that there are four different categories of Shemim, but Lamaisa, they only have three different halachas, as Asecha has a din like a Shemim Sacha. And of course, if we're Gurus the word Ihachi, it's Mashman that's going back to previous Gemara, and Lachir, this question is even relevant, even if we didn't explain that the Mishnah is going like the Shita Rameya. Ayin and Taisis who girds the words Ihachi, and Taisis says, Hai Ihachi, Ein Boy I Amit Bishleimor, to be Kar Nami Avim Matzalik Shu Ihachi, Bechin Heish Habim Gemara. Although the Gemara used the term Ihachi, it's not like in other cases of a Gemara, where the word Ihachi means I Amit Bishleimor, and this is the Derech of the Gemara, and therefore you shouldn't ask any questions. However, Ayin Rashi in Mesech Lishvuas, where Rashi is not girds the words Ihachi, and Ayin the Mashal. The Gemara continues, Ahu Raya, that there was a shepherd that was in Neis Sacha and was a Shem Sacha, that have a Kuroya Chevasa, Gudana Papa, and he was watching his flock and he was watching the livestock on the bank of the river called Nahapapa, Shari Chodimanao, Venafel Samaya, and one of them slipped and fell into the water. So Asal Kamei Rabba, so they came in front of Rabba to ask a Shaila if the shepherd would be Chayiv, Upatre, and he said his Pata, Oma, and Rabba stated, My Havali Lamebed, what more could have the shepherd done? And we continue on that Zadok Gimel Beis, Hanata Kidinatri Entry, he watched it with the standard Shmira and in the same manner that other shepherds would watch their flock. And Rashi states, Ve'in Zaveda El Oinis, and therefore it is categorized as Oinis, and he'd be Potter. And the Gemara continues, Omale Abaya, Abaya said to Rabba, El Me'ata, Olam Masa Be'idin Da'ili Inchi Hakinami de Potter, if a Shema would go into the city at the time that other people also go into the city, then the animal is damaged or the animal dies, would we also say that the Shema is Potter? Omale, and Rabba responded, In that in the Chinami, since he was not a Kidinatri Inchi, therefore the shepherd will be Potter. Abaya continues, Gana Porto Be'idna de Gano Inchi, Hachinami de Potter. If the shepherd goes to sleep during the time that other people are sleeping, would he also be Potter? And Amalei and Rabba also responded in that the Roya would be Potter. And the Gemara continues, Isfes, Abaya asked a question to Rabba from a Brisa, as the Brisa states, Elohim Oinsin Sheshem Mesach Potter Alein, these are categorized as an Oinis, where Shem Mesach would be Potter. Kagoin, as the Pasuk states in Iyav, Vatipal Shiva, Vatikachim, Vesin Aram, Hikulufi Chariv, that a messenger came to Iyav and he told him that Shiva came and took all of your animals and they killed all of the shepherds and I was the only one that escaped. And it seems from here that in order to be considered oinis, benegei shem esacha and bipato is only if you have a major oinis where there are thieves and people that come and actually kill people and take away those items. But anything less than that, the person would not be considered oinis, and as long as you're shem esacha, you'd be chayiv. And Amalei and Rabbi responded, hasa bechazoni maso, that this brisa is not categorizing for us or defining for us a regular shem esacha, and it's defining for us a special shem esacha called the chazoni maso. And Rashi states, Shemer ir belayla, that the Brisa is talking about guards that were hired specifically to guard a city at night. Shekol smach anshi ir aleim lishma gufa m'mainam, that the entire smach of the people is that they won't fall asleep and they won't leave their posts. And hanivadai bo netiusi yisir rasa, and certainly over there, there's a requirement for a higher level of security and a higher level of shmira. Of course, if they fall asleep or if they leave their post, then they would be chayiv. The Gemara continues, Esfei, once again, Abaye asked Rabba that the Brisa states on Masi Shemisacha Chayiv Lishma, what is the level that a Shemisacha has to guard? And the Brisa explains, Akadei Sibiyay Machalani Chayir Vekarapalayla, you have to guard based on the level that Yaakov told Lavan that for the 20 years that I worked for you, I worked the entire day while it was scorching, and I worked the entire night when it was freezing. Here you see, you need an extra heightened alertness, an extra level of Shmira, and Amalei. So once again, Rab explained, Hasum Nami Bechazoni Masa. Over there also, the Brisa is telling us the level that you have to have when you're a guard that works for a city and your entire job is nighttime security. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, that Abaye asked Rabbah, Otu Yaakovinu Chazan Maso Hava. If the Brisa is asking about a Chazan Maso, how can you bring a Raya from Yaakovinu if Yaakovinu worked for Lavan and he wasn't the protector of the city and he wasn't guarding the city? And Rabbah answered, Amalei Lavan, that Yaakov was telling Lavan, Natri Lecha Nitirusi Yisirasa Kichazani Maso, that when I guarded your sheep, I guarded them as if I was a guard for the city, and I gave it this extra level of shmira, even though I wasn't required to do so. And the Gemara continues, Esfe, Abai will ask another question of Rabbah, who stated that a Shema has to watch something, Kidnatri Inchi, and he doesn't have to do a shmira Ma'ula. And the Brisa states, Roya Shay Roya Veniach Ed Roya Bala'ir, if there was a shepherd that was watching his flock, and then he left his flock and he comes to the city, and then while he was away, Baza Evitar Fubar Arivadaris, that a wolf came and ripped apart an animal, or a lion came and trampled on an animal. And Rashi explains the difference in language between Ari and Zev, as Ari Dakri Lidris Habahima B'makam Shemaitza, and Ari tramples on an animal at the place that he finds it, and since he's not scared of other animals, so he eats it right at the place where he killed its prey. However, Derech Zev L'Tar F'Chaya, that a wolf is scared of other animals, and therefore he rips apart an animal, but he keeps it alive, and then he drags it to a place that he has security, V'Sham Hagar, and it is over there that he kills it and eats the animal. And the Brisa tells us, In Oimim Ilu Hayasham Hayamatzel, so we don't say that if the shepherd would have been there, he would have been able to save this animal, and therefore he should be chayiv. But we evaluate im yochel hatzel chayiv, if he would have been able to save the animal, then he'd be chayiv. Then lav pato, and if he wouldn't have been able to save the animal in any case, even if he was there, then the shepherd would be pato. And by now he asks this question on Rabbah, my lav the ob in the daily inshay. The lechayir, this Brisa is talking about a case where the shepherd went back into the city at a normal time that people go back, and therefore he should always be pato. And why does it say im yochel hatzel that he'd be chayiv? And the Gemara answers, Loi the ob in the loy ayli inshay, that in chenami the shepherd went back to the city at a time where other shepherds would not go back into the city, and therefore he was a pesheah. And the Gemara now is, he hachi amai pato, trilasa b'pshia v'sefer b'in is chayiv. So how could it be that the Brisa stated that if he did not have the ability to save the animal, then he would be pato? If l'maisa he was trilasa b'pshia v'sefer b'in is, and we already paskin on that mim beizam and alav, that trilasa b'pshia v'sefer b'in is chayiv. And the Gemara answers, the shama kol ayev all, that in chenami, that he was not trilasa b'pshia, as the reason why the shepherd ran away was because he heard the roar of the lion, and that's why he ran away. And the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if it's true that he ran away because he was scared of the lion, then he was an oinus. And I'm the nice side, so why would the Brisa state that we have to evaluate my Abalei Lemeved? What should he have done? He's definitely an oinus, and he should be potter. And how could the Brisa state im yochel hatzel chayiv that he'd be chayiv? Gemara answers, Hoylo lekadim b'roiv v'maklis. What the Brisa means that we would evaluate if he should have actually been scared and ran away, or he should have gotten together a bunch of his friends and taken a bunch of sticks and scared away the lion. And if he could have done that and he didn't do so and instead he ran away, he would be chayiv. And the Gemara now asks, if it was possible lekadim b'roiv v'maklis, so my ear is shem esacha. Why is the Brisa only mechayiv a shem esacha? I feel a shem echinam nami, but even a shem echinam should also be chayiv. And Abaye continues and says to Rabbah, da marhu da oma, because you yourself, Rabbah, hold shem echinam shahayla lekadim b'roiv v'maklis v'loi kidim chayiv. That if there's a shepherd that's a shem echinam and he should have gotten together his friends and taken sticks and saved the animal, then he's considered a pesheah and he's chayiv. And the Rishonim point out that even though this Brisa doesn't mention that we're talking about a shem esacha, however the Brisa feels that a stam roya is a shem esacha, and also the Brisas that are prior to this Brisa are speaking specifically about a shem esacha, and other Rishonim discuss this point as well. The Gemara answers shem echinam bechinam, that although it's true that a shem echinam would be chayiv if he would be able to get his friends together and have sticks and scare away this lion, and if he doesn't do so, he would be chayiv, but that is only if it could actually get these people to do it for free. However, shem esacha b'schar, a shem esacha has responsibility even to pay people to come and help him and to make sure to scare away this lion. That's why the Brisa specifically is talking about a case of shem esacha, as the Brisa is teaching us that if a lion comes and the shem esacha gets scared and runs away, and in the meantime he could have hired other workers and his friends in order to save these sheep, then certainly he would be chayiv. And the Gemara continues and asks, "V'ad kama?" And now that we said that Shem Misocha even has to pay money and hire people to help him, how much does he have to pay? And the Gemara explains, "Ad kadei demayin," that the Shem Misocha has to hire people up to the value of the sheep that he's watching. And for example, if he's watching sheep that are worth $1,000, then he's responsible to even hire workers for $1,000 in order to save $1,000 worth of sheep. And the Gemara continues, "V'hichem etzinu b'shem Misocha shechay ba'insin." And where do we see this concept that Shem Misocha has to pay, even in a case where it would have been oinus if he didn't pay? How could it be that the Shem Misocha has to take money out of his pocket in order to protect these sheep? And the Gemara answers, "Ein chenami d'hod d'shokel d'meim b'al bayis," that certainly the Shem Misocha would have a right to be reimbursed from the b'al bayis, and therefore he should only spend up to the amount of the sheep that he's watching, as otherwise potentially if the owner of the sheep doesn't have any other money or any other assets, then the shepherd would not have enough collateral and would not be able to get his money back and be reimbursed. And Amalei Rav Papa Abayis, Rav Papa Estabaya, Ihachi Mai Hanalei Minei, that if we're requiring the Roya to even pay the full value of the sheep, so how is that helping the owner of the sheep? If the Roya pays $1,000 in order to get his friends to come and help him, and ultimately they save all the sheep, which are worth $1,000, so ultimately the Baal Abayis doesn't gain anything, as he has to reimburse $1,000 to the Roya, and he only has $1,000 of sheep, and ultimately the owner of the sheep lost all of its value. And Abaye answers two terutzim, nafkamina l'kaisha d'chevasa, and as Rashi says, kaisha habehemah shemaka ben kfa v'lemudas bebesai, that the Baal Abayis is attached to these animals specifically because he knows them, and they're already comfortable in his house, and they're already trained properly, and therefore the Baal Abayis specifically wants these behemoths, and he doesn't want to lose these behemoths. And inami l'tichy sirasa, as l'maisa, the Baal Abayis wants to keep these animals, as even though he will pay $1,000, and he doesn't have any gain, as the animals are also worth $1,000, but ultimately he's not going to have to be matriach himself and go to the marketplace in order to buy new behemoths. And the Gemara continues that Rabba stated that my havalei lemeved hanata kedinatri intri, and we saw that Abaye asked multiple questions on Rabba, and the Gemara now states Rav Chista v'Rabba Rav Huna leisvir lu hadu Rabba, that Rav Chista and Rabba Rav Huna don't agree to this svar of Rabba, as the Gemara explains the Amri, as the Mafkid says to the Shoyma, lahachi yavil cha agra, that that's why I paid you money and I paid you to watch the animals, as I want you to guard it on a higher level than a Shoyma Chinam. And they would argue on Rabba on all the previous cases, and they hold where one of the animals slipped and fell into the river, or where the shepherd fell asleep, or we went into the town at the time that people generally would go into town. In all those cases, it's considered like a case of Gnev Aveda, and it's Karv Lepshia, and therefore a shepherd that's a Shem Misacha would be chayiv to pay. The Gemara continues, Ba'ada Savalah, Ba'ada was a porter, Habakama Abba Chivasa Agamu Narish, and he was transporting livestock on the bridge of Narish, Dachafa Chadul Chavata Vishadisa B'maya, and one of the animals pushed the other animal and pushed it into the water, and the animal died, Asa Kamed Rapapa, and they went to ask a Shaila from Rapapa, and Chayve and Rapapa said that Ba'ada Savalah was chayiv to pay, and Amalei, so Ba'ada said to Rapapa, My Havalim Mevet, what more could have I done? And L'chayitz and Einish, then I should be Pata. Amalei, Ibayil Chalavuri Chada Chada. And Rapapa responded, Since you're a Shem Misocha, so you should have made sure that you took each one of these animals over the bridge one at a time. And therefore, as Taisa says, that's considered like a case of Gnev Aveda. And since you're a Shem Misocha, therefore you're Chayiv. And some Rishayim say that Rapapa was saying that it's considered a Pshia, and that's why you're Chayiv. And even if you'd be a Shem Chinam, you'd be Chayiv. And Amalei and Lemaiser Ba'ada said back to Rapapa, Yadat Beva Ba'achtech to Matzi Lemaiver Chada Chada. Is there any one of the sons of your sisters, meaning any of Klai Yisrael, that would take their animals across the bridge one at a time in single filed? A Malay, Rapapa responded, Kfar Savchul Kamoy de Kamach, Vole Iker de Ashkapu. There are many people that preceded you and brought the same taina, and it didn't help them either. As Lemaisa, I agree with Rav Chista and Rav Bar Puna, since you're a Shem Misacha, therefore, the Amri Lahachi Yavi Lacha Agra, Lentur Lin to Sirasa, and therefore you should have been more careful. And even though many people would take their animals over this bridge in the manner that you did, but Lemaisa, you owed a greater duty of care because you were being paid, and you should have taken these animals over the bridge in a single file line. And Ayin and Rashi, and even though you're not considered Pshia, however, you're not an Oinis, and therefore you're Chayiv since you're Shem Misachar. And Rashi explains our Gemara like Taisis that we're talking about a case of a Shem Misachar. And the Gemara continues, Aivu Afgud Kisna Beirunya. Aivu was Mafgud Flax by the house of Runya, and Runya was a Shem Chinam. Ozel Shavu Shamti Minei, and a Ganav named Shavu went and grabbed it away from Runya, and Lesoif Hukar Ganav, and at the end result, they found out that Shavu was the one that stole this flax. Also, Kamed Rav Nachman, and it came to to Rav Nachman to find out who should be chayiv and responsible to either pay or to get the flax back. And Chayve and Rav Nachman said that Runya is chayiv to pay, and then he could go and get back the flax from the ganav. Rashi explains Chayve l'shalim, they was mechayiv Runya to pay hoyel v'huka ganav, since they already knew who the ganav was, and v'lo yafsik klum or love l'treich achar ganav ad shi'etzim yodai. And since Runya would not lose anything, therefore Rav Nachman felt that it was Runya's responsibility as a shema sachar to go and retrieve the flax from Shavu, who was the ganav. And Rashi states that he wasn't only a ganav, but he was listed mezuyan. And l'maisa, it's irrelevant that he was listed mezuyan, since Runya was a shema chinam. And if they wouldn't have known who the ganav was, then Runya could have made a shvuas hashemim and been potter to pay. And the Gemara continues, lema pligda Rav Huna bar Avin. Let us say that this sheet of Rav Nachman is chaluk on the sheet of Rav Huna bar Avin, the shalach Rav Huna bar Avin, because Rav Huna bar Avin said nigdav ba'inis va'achin hukar ganav, that if an item was stolen and it was an oinis as it was listed mezuyan, and then they found out who the ganav was, so im shema chinam hu, if the shema is a shema chinam, rotzin nishba, if he wants he could swear and be potter and not pay for the item and not go and get the money back from the ganav, rotzo isim yudin, and if he wants he could pay for the item and then go and be tevei the list of mezuyan in bezin, and certainly that would be beneficial to him because ultimately he'll be able to collect kefal, and since the shema chinam already paid the owner for the item, so the shema chinam would now get the entire kefal. And lemaisa from this din of Rav Huna bar Avin, we see that he argues on Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman was mechayiv Runya to pay, and the fear Rav Huna bar Avin, since he was a shema chinam, he should have been able to decide if he wants to swear and be potter, or he could have decided to actually pay and then go and collect kefal from the ganav and from the list of mezuyan. And the Gemara continues with the din of Rav Huna bar Avin, im shema sachahu, and if the shema was a shema sachah, oisi my din ve'ena nishba, then he's required to pay back the owner, and he doesn't have the option to swear and be potter. And lemaisa, since he'll pay the owner, so then when he goes and collects from the ganav, he'll be able to collect kefal. And ena chanami, if Runya would have been a shema sachah, then actually Rav Nachman's din is exactly the same as Rav Huna bar Avin. However, Runya was a shema chinam, and therefore it seems that Rav Nachman is being chaluk on Rav Huna bar Avin. And Amar Rav, and Rav states that really there is no machlekes, as hasum gaver de pamuska have a kaimei de ramakala have a asul matzlei. As in the case of Runya, there were really police officers that were nearby, and if Runya would have screamed that this person was holding him up, and they would have come and saved him, and therefore he was pesheya by not screaming, and that's why Rav Nachman said that he doesn't have a choice. And even though he was a shema sachah, Rav Nachman still stated that Runya has a responsibility to pay back Ivoy, to pay the mafkid back for the loss of his flax. Then Runya would have the responsibility to take shavu to Bezdin in order to collect kefal. And Taisis explains, Vahashta, and now that we explain that there were police officers nearby and Runya should have screamed, then even if we didn't recognize who the ganav was, Runya wouldn't have been able to swear that it was Nigdava and he would have to pay as he was Pesheya, and the only reason why the Gemara mentions that they knew who the ganav was, it was only because the Talmidim that thought that the reason why they were Mechayev Runya was because they knew who the ganav was. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah taught us that a Shem Yisachar and a Seichar are Chayev B'gnev Aveda, and they are Potter and Oinsin as long as they'll make a Shavuos Hashemim. And the Mishnah tells us that if there's a Shem Yisachar, Ze'iv Echad Eino Oinis, if one wolf comes by itself and it kills a sheep, that is not considered a case of Oinis, and therefore a Shem Yisachar would still be Chayev, as it's considered like a case of Gnev Aveda. However, Shem Echina would still be Potter, as not considered Pshia. However, Shnei Ze'ivim Oinis, if two wolves come, then it's considered Oinis, and therefore even a Shem Yisachar would be Potter, as long as he makes a Shavuos Hashemim. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, B'shas Mishalach Ze'ivim, at a time where there are many wolves that are coming around, there's a plague of wolves, Af Ze'iv Echad Oinis, even if there would be only one Ze'iv, it would be considered Oinis. It's Rashi to explain, Shechai Ram Mishalachas B'gzeris HaMelech Kefetzi Al Adam Echad, that during a time of a plague, then it's a Gzeir B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and even one wolf is a danger to one person, and they will attack one person. And the Mishnah continues, Shnei Klavim Einam Oinis, if there are two dogs, then it's not considered Oinis, as one person could handle two dogs. And therefore, if a Roya doesn't protect the animals, the Roya would be Chayiv. Yadua Bavli Oimim Mishum Rameya, Yadua Bavli said over, Neymar Rameya, Meruach Achas Einam Oinis, if they're both coming from one direction, then it's not Oinis. However, Mishnei Ruchas Oinis, if the dogs are coming from two separate directions, then it's already an Oinis, and we can't expect that the Roya would protect his flock, and therefore, even if the Roya is a Shem Yisachar, he would be Potter. And the Gemara continues that even though a Shem Yisachar is Chayiv B'Gneva Aveda, however, I'll list them Hareza Oinis, even if there's one list of Mizuyan, that is considered Oinis, and the Shem Yisachar would be Potter. And the Mishnah continues, Hari Hadoi Vanom Vabadlus Vanachash Hare Eul Oinis, that if a lion, a bear, a leopard, a polecat, polecat or a snake attacks the flock, then that's considered anus, and therefore the shomer sacher would be potter. And the Mishnah qualifies this, emesai bezman shebo malein, that is only when these animals come on their own accord. However, if the shepherd actually brings his flock to an area where it's known that there are many animals and there are many listim, then certainly he's not considered oinus. And in addition, mesa kadaka reza oinus, if an animal dies from natural causes, then it's considered oinus and the shomer sacher would be potter. However, sagfo mesa ein oinus, and as Rashi says, ina burav, if the shepherd starved the animal, or yamida bekayetz bechamo v'chayir petzina, or if he left it in the summer in the heat, or during the winter in the cold, and the animal dies, then certainly that's not considered oinus, and the shomer sacher would be chayiv. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, also l'rashi tzukim v'nafla reza oinus, if the animal on its own accord walks up a mountain, and it goes to an area which is a high and steep cliff, and it falls off the cliff, then the shomer sacher would be pata, because it was an oinus. And Rashi points out that early on daf lam vavam beis, the Gemara taught us takvasei va'asal tzukin harem chadin v'gvayin, that it's specifically talking about a case where the animal overpowered the shepherd and it went bal kochoy of the shepherd and it ran up a mountain. However, hel l'reishit tzukin v'naflo meisa in oinus, if the shepherd was the one that brought this animal up onto the mountaintop and then the animal fell off the cliff and died, then the shepherd would be chayiv, as even if the shepherd tried to make sure that it wouldn't fall off, but the meisa is tchilas v'pshia v'sefer b'oinus, and it would be chayiv. And ein in the bottom tesis divu maschal sigfo meisa in oinus, and tesis is tema the pshita the pshia gemuru. And l'chayr, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? As certainly it is a case of pshia. Ve'ish loyma the kamash v'lan dafilu yesh lutlis v'loyma she meisa gam b'shvil davacher, that even if the shepherd could say that the reason why this animal died was because of another reason, afilu hachi chayiv d'loy hoy loy l'sagfo. Gemara begins and asks that how could the Mishnah state zev echad ein oinus, but tanya we learned the brisa zev echad oinus, that even if there was only one wolf, it's considered oinus and the shomer sacher would be pata. That Bryce is talking about a specific case where there was a plague of wolves and it's going according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, then in that case even one's Eve is considered an oinus. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah halistam areza oinus, and the Gemara asks, amai, why would it be considered oinus? Luki gavra l'hadi gavra, since the Gemara has a hamina that this robber is not a list of mazuyin, so let the shepherd fight against that robber, why is it considered oinus? And amarav b'listam mazuyin, so Rav explains that when the Mishnah mentioned listam, it's talking about an armed robber, and certainly he had no way to fight off an armed robber. And the Gemara continues and asks, he boilu had the following shayla, list of mezuyin, v'roi mezuyin, mayu. Let's say there was a list of mezuyin, and he comes to steal one of these animals, and meanwhile the shepherd was already armed. What is the din? Do we say that the shepherd should have fought with him, and therefore by the fact that he let this little mezuyin steal the sheep, then he's not considered oinus, and he should be chayiv? And as the Gemara explains, mi aminon, uki gavra l'hadi gavra, that's one against one, and therefore he should have fought him. Oidilmo, hay mosa nafshe, v'hay loin mosa nafshe. Or do we say that the list of mezuyin is actually going to be stronger, as he's scared for his life and he will fight him to death, and meanwhile the shepherd will not fight to his death and he won't be as strong and powerful, and therefore the roi is considered oinus, as he's not responsible to go and fight with someone that's an armed robber? And the Gemara states mistavra dahay masanafshe v'hay loy masanafshe, that it's mistavra like the second side of the Gemara, that the roi is considered oinus. And the Gemara continues, omli abai l'rabba, abai asked the following question to Rabba, ashchei roya, if the roi found someone who he knew to be a list of mezuyin and he knew to be a ganav, and the roi wanted to show this ganav that he's not scared of him, and therefore he spoke with bravado. As Rashi says, Ashkei roi leganav kaidim shenotlu men aklum, before the ganav stole anything from him, the gizmo v'chirfo, and he was megazim, and he also made fun of the ganav. He told the ganav that we're not scared of you, v'amalei, and he said to the ganav, ganav v'sario, you lowly ganav. As Rashi says, musrach, you disgusting v'yivish mitagmina v'sari, and if v'chuvas goinim reisi sario equals pesheya. And the shepherd said to this ganav, b'duchta plani yasivnon, you should know that we're in this place and we're not even scared of you, and we're going to tell you exactly where we are. We continue on daf tzadik dalel min aleph, kach v'kach gavri ikabadon, and we have this many people together with us, and kach v'kach kalbi ikabadon, and we have the following amount of dogs with us, and kach v'kach zekasa psikalon, and we also hired expert marksmen, and they are able to use slingshots, and they're there every day to protect us. And instead of having an effect that it would scare the ganav, this actually had the opposite effect and incited the ganav to come and steal from them, v'ozel v'shokmin day, and then he came and stole from them. My, what is the din? Gemara tells us, Omalei, so Rav responded to Abaya, Harayelich al-Makim, Gedu dechayev alistim, then this case is as if the shepherd brought his flock into an area where there were many wild animals and many listim. And as Rashi says, Harayelich on Shehiskele al-Makim, Shehabahim Hesham, since he told him exactly where they were, Veresiu lova yaldei shegitfu, and he also incited him to come based on the fact that he was making fun of the ganav, and he told him that you don't have the expertise and you're not going to be able to steal steal from us, as we will kill you first, and therefore the Roy is chayiv, and we will stop over here.